Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Great place to watch a game tonight, Damaris Barbecue. Get on over there, 18th Street. We watched the games there last week on Thursday. We watched the Cowboys get their ass kicked on Thursday Night Football. It was awesome. Anyway, it was steak night. Tonight, I don't know what Monday is, but get on over there and enjoy the game tonight over at Damaris on 18th Street. We'll do a lot. There's a lot of stuff that we have missed. We haven't even talked Rockets. Got their ass handed to them by Dallas. Handed to them. That was just unfortunate. I couldn't.
No, I mean, Alpi is a different thing, isn't it?
The what?
When you, over the last couple, which game was Alpi out?
Yeah, Alpi was out game before when you beat Phoenix.
No. Was he out that one?
He was ill for the Dallas.
He was
Dallas.
Yeah. He was out for Dallas, too. Yeah, I think he was out the game before, too. Yeah.
That shows you that you need your Alperen Şengün. We all knew that. I'm not saying anything you don't know. But how about Kevin Durant? Didn't play the first game against Phoenix, but played the home game, the road game, played the home game, and man, he had 28 quick. He didn't score, I don't think, after that. But Kevin Durant put it on him quick.
Yeah, he's been out the last two.
He missed the last two. He missed the one you kicked the Suns' ass and then the one you got your ass kicked. So I don't know what it says not having Alpi there because you should never lose
to the Mavericks right now.
No. Well, Clint Capella starting is a problem because you had a back-to-back situation. Adams couldn't play. Alpi didn't play. So you did have – did you see Reed Shepard's tomahawk dunk?
No, I'm in Chicago. We don't show Reed Shepard highlights here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you care about dunks now?
Yeah, now I do. Since when? When it's a little white guy.
Now he's a dunk guy,
I do. Okay? Now I do.
Surprise.
No.
White power!
No, when a 7-foot NBA player dunks it, it's the number one play on ESPN. Get out of here with that.
The 7-footer dunking doesn't get the number one play.
Yes, it always
does. It's like a 6'6 guy, Anthony Edwards, doing it. Spectacular, and you don't care. But as soon as a white guy does it.
A little white guy.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he could dunk. That's why I was so.
He has a good vertical.
Yeah, he's dunked before.
Yeah, we heard about it at the combine, and Lance was like, well, is it a running?
Thank you. That's right.
Stop telling me how high. He's not doing it flat-footed.
Remember, Lance, well,
yes.
The NFL does it the right way.
No. They measure, the NBA measures too. They measure they measure like a running vertical, and they measure a standing. The NFL only does standing. So when you hear Reed Shepherd has a 42-inch vertical, it's actually not. His vertical flat-footed, I think, was 38, which is really high.
He took a fence.
Or 36, maybe. Yeah, it's high, but it's not a true vertical. Don't compare it to an NFL 43-inch vertical. Don't compare it.
How dare you?
Listen, forget about Alpie. The difference was Amen Thompson. He had 31 against the Suns, and he had 7 against Dallas. He was 2 for 11 from the field. I mean, Amen was spectacular on Friday and just not even there on Saturday. That was a huge difference for him. They just didn't have it against Dallas, another back-to-back situation. This schedule is just going to be brutal for the next month and a half.
Well, they're going to have some time, right? Without
they get a little time off
because of the NBA Cup.
And yep. Then,
yeah.
Yeah. Thank God the Rockets finally get a break so that they can go play about 27 games in 30 days in January.
Yeah. January is going to be a bia. But it starts late December. It is. And this schedule right now has been pretty brutal, too. So, just hate to see you lose to Dallas and anything, but oh well. Then the Cougs just kicked some Florida State ass. The Cougs dropped to number 8 now. Have dropped to number 8 in the polls after their loss to Tennessee. They bounced back with a win over Notre Dame and then a win over Florida State on Saturday. I put in we'll hear from it tomorrow, but Luke Locke, the head coach of Florida State, the stuff that he said about the University of Houston is just you don't get higher praise. You don't get higher praise than what he said about our guy Kelvin Sampson and the program. There's no question about that. And then I heard Kingston Fleming's for the first time, and boy, he's an impressive young man. He is a very impressive young man. One and done?
I mean, obviously it's a distinct possibility.
I think so.
This is what happens when you start recruiting these guys. Yeah. They're not here for long.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't get much better than the way he can play. I think
he's a great player. It's hard to sustain if you start having too many of those guys because you're only as good as your next recruiting and portal cycle. So it's tougher, but that's okay. I mean, it also gives you a better chance to win a national championship. So
absolutely. Yeah,
one mock draft site has him as a number 5 overall pick. So, yeah, you got a real shot of seeing him up until hopefully early April.
Not if he's smart.
What do you mean?
Not if he's smart. If he's smart, he sticks around with Kelvin Sampson and learns the game.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
Or you just go start your career and start that first contract so you get to the second if he's capable of getting there. I mean, look, Walker probably should have stayed, but he'll tell you, I got first-round money, so I made the right choice.
Well, not if you don't get that big second contract.
We'll see. I mean, as long as he's smart with his money, the first one's pretty big. I think.
Look, no number 5 pick is going. Yeah. There's not a number 5 pick going back to school.
Yeah, he's not a quarterback who you can convince, hey, if you spend another year here, you could even elevate your game. If you're a top 5 point guard, say goodbye.
He was a 5-star or no, 4-star?
I don't know what his ranking was.
Yeah, but he's unlikely to. He's probably going to go.
Did you guys hear Calipari's? Did you hear Calipari?
What did he say?
He said, well, you know what? We're going to play it tomorrow. It's pretty funny stuff. He said about how the older players in college basketball now. It is pretty funny. I'm going to put it in there. And maybe if we got time, we can play it today. actually, sorry, I'll put it in the rundown, Dale. Maybe we'll play it in the next segment. That's actually good stuff.
We got a full board, John.
And we got a full board, then let's go to a call. Well, who we got?
You want to go to Chuck? He's been waiting the longest.
Yeah, let's go, Chuck.
What's going on, guys? I'd first like to say congratulations to Dell. You beat my team fair and square, so you're in the playoff. Then I'd like to say this is how the Texans play. This is who we are. It's not going to get any better. But I got some news for John and Lance from the Pope. John, you're real close to getting your car excommunicated. Lance, you're going straight through because of your staunch defense of Notre Dame, but because St. Gilbert deems you're going to die in 27, that's still on the table. All right, guys, y'all have a good one.
How do you know Pope Leo?
He's my neighbor. All right.
Why is Andy speaking for Pope Leo? Did he talk to him?
Notre Dame boy. Okay. Hey, Notre Dame. We're not playing in a bowl game. We don't think it's fair.
No. Hey, good for Notre Dame. These bowl games are dumb. The only thing coaches talk about is a good chance
for young players to practice. There's a lot of benefits for being in a bowl game.
Guess what? All the players said they didn't want to play, so good for them. The players didn't want to practice.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's great.
Kansas State, great for your program that young guys don't get more time on the field. Kansas State, good. Young players can go smoke and go party.
Smoke?
That's what they're going to do.
Guess what? Kansas State, smoke and party?
No. Iowa State, no.
Well, they both lost their head coaches, so that might be one
Notre
reason.
Notre Dame, no. Well, yeah. I love it. Let's get rid of these dumbass bowls.
Maybe Notre Dame should be on the lookout to see where their coach goes.
The Giants like
Marcus Freeman.
Yeah, this is, man, if you're Marcus Freeman, do you leave Notre Dame for the Giants? Oof. Honestly, the money now is so similar that I honestly think it's kind of weird, because never would you think about this in basketball. You know, NBA is the penultimate. Major League Baseball is no doubt. This Premier League over the MLS, whatever, or international soccer. It's gotten really strange now, where I was thinking about this. You could make a case, even though the NFL football is way better than college football, it's like it doesn't really matter. We don't look at college football as inferior. It's just it's on at a different day. We don't think it's superior to the NFL, but you don't feel like, man, I'm just watching such an inferior product. No, you're just watching college football. That's how you look at it. And now it's gotten to the point where it's not necessarily like it's not a lock that all these college coaches want to go the pros. In fact, you're going to have pro coaches and already pro personnel people who actually want to go down to the college level because of where the money is and certain advantages they think they have. So I'm just telling you, I don't know that the Giants, it really depends on Scadaboo and Malik Nabers, how they come back from injury. I don't think it's not a terrible roster the Giants have, but man, I don't know that it's a better situation than Notre Dame, to be honest with you.
All right, Uncle Freddy still there? Let's get Uncle Freddy in and then take a break. What do you say, Uncle Freddy?
What a big win, and how much fun are we having with these guys? And I know we knock on the offense, but I think Stroud showed up a little bit yesterday. Looked had a little bit more ability, made some good throws. Again, I still miss some wide open throws, but I just believe in this team. I'm having so much fun with them. The one thing that's a little discouraging about the division, I went through the Jags schedule for the rest of the year. Other than the Broncos, man, they are soft. But I think we owe the tiebreaker with conference, and should be tied in the division, and I think we'll have a better conference record. But, man, their schedule, other than the Broncos, is super soft, because you got to think the Colts are irrelevant at this point with Daniel Jones out. But go Texans. Let's keep it up. It's football time in Houston.
Yep, it is football. I make some, throw some, make some shade. It is football time in Houston, and I just feel like we got one of the best teams in the AFC. I don't know. I'm taking us against Denver next time. We lost 18-15. I don't know what New England is. Look at their schedule. They beat Buffalo, but other than that, I mean they're feeding off of an easy schedule. And the rest of the teams. Name them. The Ravens ain't the Ravens. Chiefs ain't the Chiefs. The Colts are, we see what they are now.
Three teams aren't making the playoffs that you just mentioned.
I know.
They're not making the playoffs. The Colts are.
Buffalo.
I mean, I feel like they're eliminated
Buffalo
now.
Ain't scared of Buffalo. Already taking care of that business.
Buffalo
I mean,
doesn't have a good defense. You saw it again with Cincinnati. What was Joe Burrow doing? I'm sorry. Was Joe Burrow intentionally trying to throw like that on some of his passes? Did you see that? Remember when he has those size 6 hands, those little tiny weeny hands? You saw a great example of it yesterday when he had to throw those shot put passes.
It was the most disconcerting
thing I've ever seen to see.
He had control that game, up NFL by 4, driving, yeah. And he throws it right to Christian Benford, changes the entire game, and changes kind of Buffalo's. But Buffalo probably makes the playoffs anyway. But they would have been in some real trouble if the Bengals
Cincinnati had
that
a
game.
Chance. Cincinnati had a chance to make the play. They needed to win out, and they screwed. And Joe really screwed that one up.
Yeah. Well, Joe also he was fantastic in the first half.
Until the fourth fantastic. Quarter. Joe Burrow, choker.
That one, those two throws. Well, the one got tipped in the air and intercepted. But that throw, the pick six was just awful. I mean, he kind of shot put. I think it slipped out of his hand.
Yeah. No, he had a completion for a touchdown that looked the exact same, where he put it in his hands and threw it like a shot put.
Yep.
That wasn't the first time he threw like that. That's why I'm asking, like, what in the world was Joe doing throwing passes like that yesterday?
Bad weather. Small hands.
Small hands. Small hands. That's what they always say.
Hey, Kenny Pickett came in yesterday and actually looked better than Geno. So I'm not sure that Kenny Pickett and his little baby hands aren't a better option.
Let me tell you, he's Davis Pickett. He's not the star.
He's the man right now. Oh, my God. Speaking of which, 4 seconds left in the game, penalty on the defense. They kick a field goal, down 10, kick a field goal to lose by 7 as the clock expires and an 8.5-point underdog. Holy crap. You want to talk about a bad beat Denver yesterday.
John, you didn't mention. It took a delay of game penalty because the defense kind of laid on the wide receiver.
That's what I said, penalty with 4 seconds left, right.
Yeah, what the penalty was, literally they called a delay of game penalty because the defensive back, for some odd reason, laid down on top of the receiver and slowed him to get up. Now, usually you just get a warning. But they, especially with 4 seconds and a running clock, but they threw the flag, stopped the clock, and Pete Carroll goes, field goal unit, which you never see, and he covered the spread. Dave Portnoy from Barstool showed this whole sequence. He obviously bet the other side. He was losing his mind once the FBI had investigated. It was rigged. I wanted to say, wait a minute. He went out there. You know what? That's because you had the other side. For somebody who had the points, you think, man, what an absolute warrior. Pete Carroll is. What a warrior Pete Carroll is, looking out for us to try this hard to get us to get us inside the number. That's how I would have looked at it. Like, I would have put him in the Gambling Hall of Fame, Pete Carroll.
However, you know the public loves the favorites, and so it was more than likely that the books made a ton off of that field goal.
And
more
that's
than
what
likely.
You love when the books win.
Yep, when the books win.
John loves when the man wins.
I want to make sure that we keep our system intact, okay? I don't want to see, if the books all lose every week, guess what happens?
What?
Then we got nowhere to play. So I just want a place to play, okay?
So John's a fan of the IRS, the books, the CFP committee. He's a fan of all of them. Keep the systems in place.
If not for the IRS, then I got no commercials.
The IRS.
Did
you say the CFP? Del?
Yes, CFP committee. He's a fan of. John doesn't even live in a neighborhood with an HOA, but he's hoping to join one.
Well, listen, I do not like the CFP. That's for sure. Mm.
You like
CFP,
the CFP
finally
the
did
IRS,
something right though.
HOA. Anything with an acronym? What is it? Anagram. What's it called when you have COA, HOA,
IRS? Yeah.
I forgot what it's called, but John loves them all.
I love them all. Let's go. All right, 713-780-3776. The number, what about little taquerias?
The Twitch is like, man of the people, my ass. Listen, I know John is because I saw him eating the huevos divorciados, which is the divorced eggs, which means it's two different fried eggs. You can get them how you want, over easy, fried hard, however you want them. That's fine. They'll get it that way. You got a green sauce on one. You got a red sauce on another. You got one dog going this way, one dog going that way. What are you going to do? But it's a delicious breakfast. Taquerias Arandas has big, hearty breakfast. They have breakfast tacos. You can order 12 and bring them into the office and be the hero today. There's locations, over 20 locations around the Houston area. But I want to mention, beside the lunch, the breakfast, and the dinner, now's the time for tamales. We do tamales here in Texas for the holiday season, and they've got a ton of tamales for you. They're delicious. Got some last year, had them with my family. The family loved them. They've got different flavors of tamales for you as well, different types of protein in them. And you can find them at the Arandas Bakery or Taquerias Arandas. Order them for yourself, take some home, or if you've got a big party coming up, order them for your party and order them in advance and go pick them up and bring them over, or even for the office. It's a tradition, and it's a tradition that that I think you're going to love if you haven't ever done that before. It's Taqueria Arandas and the Arandas Bakery. Check them out online. Find a location near you. TaqueriaArandas.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 975-7378-0376. We got callers on the line. Let's go. Corey will be first up. What do you say, Corey?
Hey, good morning, John and Lance. How's it going this morning?
It's going well.
Great, man. Our team is going to the playoffs. That's great.
Well, hey, don't jinx it.
I'm not jinxing anything. Our team's going to the playoffs.
Yeah, let's not speak too soon. My saying is just win, you know, on one game at a time, because it can always let down. You know, I've called a few weeks ago after the one of the games here, and I was talking about that this team has shown us who they are, and I think it started back in the San Francisco game. They're going to lean on their defense, and then the offense is going to do its best to control the clock if they can, which they won the time of possession against the Chiefs by a couple minutes, but it wasn't that much of a big deal. And then for the offense to not mess it up. But one of the things I was really impressed about was the fact that those hits that the secondaries laid out on the receivers, particularly Jalen Petrie with the hit on Rice. I think that contributed to Rice dropping that fourth and fourth pass later in the game, and I think that was a big factor. I just want to get your comments on that. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I think it turned. Yeah. I think it was something that completely altered. First of all, it would have been a first down catch, so it completely altered between Jalen Petrie knocking the absolute snot out of Rashee Rice and some of those drops that would have been first downs. Those were just so debilitating for the Chiefs, but I thought it was another momentum. I thought it was a momentum shifting hit as well that Petrie put on him. And I saw Mitchell Schwartz, who acknowledged he used to play for the Chiefs, was a starting right tackle for them. But he said, look, this is, and he tried to slow it down. And show, I don't care how many times you show it. That is not an illegal hit. Every once in a while, the head is going to be involved. But if you're not dropping your head and targeting, that should not be called just because a face mask hits a helmet or something when you're following through with a shoulder-to-shoulder hit. Like, you can't look at it. The game cannot be played like that. You just can't. And good for him wearing his guardian cap, too. I'm not – you know what? Jalen Petrie's a guy who missed multiple games due to concussions. I have no problem with him wearing that guardian cap. First of all, none of us should have any problem with it. It's not our brains. But – I do know that there's going to be some NFL players who, man, it makes me look like the great kazoo. It makes me look stupid. I'm not going to wear it. I mean, I like that Jalen Petrie knows I'm going to wear this because I plan on hitting as hard as I possibly can for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that was – it absolutely contributes. Everything about that contributes to – I mean, you cannot put a bigger hit on somebody and then later in the game think that it's not going to affect. Absolutely. Eric is next. Let's get Eric in here. Hey, Eric, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How many tweets will Trump send out that Pavia wins over Cuban Mendoza for the Heisman? And I want to congratulate Dell on his new position in ESPN Miami. And we're going to miss you, Dell. Have a good day.
Are you going to ESPN Miami, Dell?
No, he said that's where I was going before I went on vacation. So he's continuing the bit. He did. He called into my show about that. So the bit continues on this show. As it's clear, I'm here. I did not go and interview with ESPN in Miami. Do they even have an ESPN Miami? I don't know that they do.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I know Levitard used to work for ESPN, and he didn't. I don't think it was called ESPN Miami where he did his show from. So I appreciate. The congrats, Eric, but they're unfounded, unfortunately.
Okay, I am going to say something that I would never normally say.
Okay,
I typically do not lean into all of the announcers are against us or the announcers are for somebody, or I typically don't do that I think, and, you know, there were times yesterday in the game that I think the reason Chris Collinsworth was getting excited in the beginning of the second half was because it was such an incredible shift of momentum from one half to another. Chris Jones was incredible. Patrick Mahomes was single-handedly making plays to try to extend drives. But by the end of the game, there was a somber tone from Tirico and Collinsworth that was like, guys, I mean, it's okay for the Texans have won this game. And I'm not that guy who always like, the announcers hate us and they're trying to cheat us and everyone's cheating us. But because the officials didn't really kill the Texans yesterday, there was, you know, I wasn't sure about at least one of the calls, but they didn't kill the Texans. But what I did see and what I did hear was it wasn't about the Texans' complete and utter dominance. For them, it was about, and probably for the nation, it was more about the end of a reign. Like, their reign started about when the Astros did. Mahomes was drafted in 17. He didn't start until 18, but the Astros started their reign in 17. And so we know what it looks like and what it feels like. Like, oh, man, this may be the – this is, looks like the beginning of the end, or maybe even the end. And I felt like Collinsworth and Tirico were having some somber moment where they realized, oh, no, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are not – It's not going to be them this year. Like,
it's the
sorry.
Same when the Astros lost, it's the same. I mean,
you thought the announcers were set. You thought the national announcers were sad,
yes,
when the Astros lost.
I think the whole country felt that way.
Yep. Look, everyone wanted us to lose, and everyone wants the Chiefs to lose. I don't know that announcers. I don't know that Chris Collinsworth wants Pat Mahomes to lose.
Neither of you guys were here last week or Friday. Did you guys hear Josh Reddick on MLB?
What did he say?
AJ Pierzynski?
No.
A lot of good stuff about the cheating, that Jose Altuve didn't use it. He had multiple things to say about, I mean, he didn't use it, and Jose Altuve did not use it. He did not cheat. And
picked up no traction, I noticed, nationally, because I never saw one thing about it.
And he said, and then he had some stuff from Mike Fiers about the rat. And so,
oh, what'd he say?
Oh, yeah. No. He was not a team guy, and there's all kinds of stuff. And he was great. Josh Reddick was great. He was on with AJ Pierzynski. Go look it up. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, I will.
The interview.
Well, like I said, did you see it mentioned nationally, any of his stuff? Like, I don't think anyone wants to hear it.
Well, we did
it
on
anyway.
Friday. It was all over Twitter on Friday.
So, it was? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I was traveling, so I didn't know.
Yeah. So that was good stuff. All right, Dal, who's next?
All right, let's get to Michael.
Michael, what's going on, man?
Hey, fellas. So the Texans, so I knew that we were going to win that game when Mahomes, I guess when he threw the ball, he hit it and he caught it and he got sacked. Like last year and the year before, he catches that ball and throws a 75-yard touchdown. Right?
Well, he can't throw it twice.
I mean,
he can't throw
can
it twice.
Can you believe Patrick Mahomes was able to do that?
Yeah.
The things that this guy does.
Right.
Yeah, and Lance, you touched kind of a point I wanted to talk about too. It's like the announcers were so pissed that the Chiefs lost, and you know. But hey, good riddance. I wanted to talk about rest in peace, Colts. You had a last place schedule. If you're listening, you had a last place schedule, and you have run up the score, and now you're toast. So good riddance. And you think that Chargers game is going to get flexed into primetime? You know, especially if we went out and
do they think about that though?
Is that like a negative for a team to have too many? Like, does it screw up their schedule? Because the Texans have been on what, Thursday, Monday, Sunday. Is there such a thing as maybe not wanting to screw up the team's itinerary?
They want the best game. They don't care.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see if it's on a Saturday or if it's on a Sunday. They don't have anything posted yet. Nothing. So that could well be a Saturday night game. Where the Texans normally get the 3 o'clock Saturday game, in this scenario, that Chargers Texans game is going to be big for playoff implications. I absolutely see that being flexed. Absolutely. And then possibly the Colts game too, depending on
Not if the Colts are out of it.
Now, yeah, if the Colts are out of it, even still, though, the Texans and their playoff positioning will have something to do with it.
That would probably be a game. Nah, I mean, there's probably going to be a game that has direct playoff implications, I would imagine, at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I know the AFC West is scrapping against each other at the end of the year. So
yeah.
If Kansas City could be, if they can get Pat Mahomes with a chance to screw up the, you know, I got to see who they're playing, but. I could see, well, coming up this week, I think this week is New England versus Buffalo. I think New England Buffalo is this week, but I'm sure there'll be.
Denver, Green Bay.
So as far as the Colts Texans, that last week of the season, what they would be competing against is the Chargers at the Broncos.
Yeah.
Let's see what Detroit at Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that'll
Carolina
be
at Tampa. That could be for the division.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they will have Seattle, San Francisco, another divisional game that may have certainly will have playoff ties.
Yeah, they're not. I don't think the Texans get flexed. Those are pretty big hammers. It turns out.
Well, the Texans Chargers probably is. Texans Chargers very well.
So that week, as it stands now, they have. There are going to be three games on Thursday because it's Christmas Day. But as far as Sunday is concerned, you have
Philadelphia. Wait, are we at Saturday games by that time?
We'll have Saturday, too.
There won't be Saturday. Maybe, but I'm looking at it right now. Sunday games, and they have all these games set up that could be flex games, and the Texans and Chargers are one of the games that could be a flex game. I don't know what that means as far as times. But Baltimore, Green Bay, they're competing against. Arizona, Cincinnati, for some reason. And Seattle, Carolina. So if we're talking about games that could be flex games, right now Houston and the Chargers lead that for week 17.
Yeah, right. Right. And there will, I mean, they don't even have that it's a Sunday or Saturday.
Yeah.
So that, well, could be a Saturday too. Saturday night game, I could see it. Absolutely.
Baltimore, Green Bay, if Baltimore's still in it, that might be your Saturday night game. Just because
Baltimore's still in it.
They're only a game behind Pittsburgh. They still get to play Pittsburgh one more time.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're not. They're just not the same team.
But they're just not the same team. So I would not be surprised Lamar versus Jordan Love wins that battle.
Oh yeah, that'll bring eyes.
All right. This is. Is there anybody else, Dale?
Yeah, I'm not sure the Chargers bring a lot of eyes. Honestly,
they don't bring a lot of
no,
eyes
but they've got stars. They got stars. They got Herbert. They got Jim Harbaugh.
Lamar in Lambeau.
Yeah.
We got one more, Tyrus.
Well, but again, you could have Saturday flex and Sunday flex.
True. Yeah. Tyrus wants to talk about the Texans.
Okay, bring him in.
Hey, guys, good morning. I was really looking forward to that game last night. Y'all talked about it all week, and you called it, props. I'm a Cowboys fan. I love watching the Texans. That secondary is terrifying. Y'all were talking about the secondary, low-scoring game, Houston defense. And, damn, I mean, they laid a Kraken out there. And, I gotta say, you know, they need some kind of nickname. You know, you had the Legion of Boom, but that secondary had Travis Kelce scared to catch the football. I don't think anyone's ever seen that. He was looking in every direction except for Patrick Mahomes out there. He was, you know, he bobbled that critical, conversion play with, 3 or 4 minutes left. So I'm going to suggest the Houston Hitmen, and then I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks, guys, for the show.
Well, they have a nickname. It's Swarm.
And well, but he's saying the philosophy. Secondary.
Oh, the secondary. Oh, did you hear, Will, did you see the pregame with Will Anderson get interviewed?
I saw the postgame.
No, the pregame, Will Anderson was interviewed, and he said he's all about Swarm. I mean, he like dreams about that D'Amico's got it ingrained in all of them.
Rodney Harrison said he was terrified because Rodney Harrison said, I was trying to talk to him before the game, and he was like just staring at me mean mugging me, and I was getting intimidated. He said, "Big dog, you were so locked in." Like, he goes, "Yeah, I'm just trying to get right with God." And he's just, Will Harris said, he's just getting right with God, thinking about God. Even his own parents are like, "Will, why won't you even look at us or talk to us?" So Will is just wired. You know, I know D'Amico Ryans gets, as he should, get the credit for the culture change. But really, if you really want to know the truth, Will Anderson is the fire in the engine, because he's the one that sets a tone in the locker room. And anyone will tell you, it's the guys in the locker room ultimately have to buy in and then be the ones who deliver the message. And Will Anderson is a message deliverer, and he plays you mirror how he plays. Now, no different than when Ray Lewis and Ed Reed were out there. Will Anderson says, "This is how we play football." And not one guy on that defense, and you know, and Al Shaer does too. He does that too from that linebacker spot. But there's not one guy who doesn't run and hit. Not one. And even Bullock, who is, you know, pretty much a finesse safety, he's become a better hitter and better tackler since he's made it in the league. He's not great, but he's better. But you got 10 killers out there, you know, beside Bullock, and Bullock is an absolute thief.
Mm-hmm. So that was our last caller, Del. We're in our penultimate segment. One thing we missed, UHLSU in the Texas Bowl. UHLSU. I don't know. Here's the thing.
Tell your guys not to opt out, John. Tell your guys not to opt out.
Well, no, here's what I think. Having a new coach come in is the best thing that probably could happen for the game. First of all, UH is going to show up. I don't think a lot of guys are going to opt out. But LSU, there's a lot of guys that have something to prove to Lane Kiffin, to keep them on the roster, or to, you know, for him to see. So I think that possibly could be, at least I went to the Kansas State LSU game, Texas Bowl. It was one of the worst games. Nobody from LSU played. Nobody. And so that was just a horrible, horrible game. I think this one might be okay because of the change, because of the head coaching change.
No matter the number, take the under.
Yeah, probably.
You watch LSU play offense the back half. Yeah, I don't care who's playing in the game.
Right. Oh, Van Buren is terrible. Ugh, terrible.
Man, yeah, take the under in
the game. It was a good play. It wasn't a bad president, though.
Yeah, but not, as far as quarterbacking goes, this Van Buren. Yeah.
I don't need Martin. I don't need Martin Van Buren playing quarterback
no,
for the time.
I'm
telling you, he's got a better shot at sustaining a drive.
Oh, well, he's dead, so that's going to be kind of difficult. But
well,
I get what you're saying.
This guy plays dead sometimes.
Yeah. I didn't curse him, but I was yelling at him because I thought his play was going to keep Miami out of the playoff. I was watching that game. I got stuck having to root on LSU, and boy, Oklahoma versus LSU.
Don't trust me. Texas was cheering for Van Buren as well. That was Texas' big shot to get in. Was that? But anyway.
Did you guys see Dylan Brooks' tribute video?
No,
I did.
Yeah,
he got a little teary-eyed.
He got one pregame, and Jalen got one between the first and second quarters.
Oh, good.
Did Jalen stand up and wave to everyone from the bench?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so he came to the game, didn't play.
We like both those guys,
but traveled, and so they gave a tribute. Okay.
Yep. And then we kicked their ass. That's what we do. Okay. Except if it's a Dallas tribute video, then we didn't kick their ass.
Well, I don't. Yeah,
I don't know that we had a Dallas tribute video.
No, yeah, you're missing your top two centers, and Anthony Davis is actually playing, so that was a problem.
Del, do I need to tell you about Underdog right now?
You should. I don't think you need to, but I would love to hear about it.
Well, if you'd like for me to, and if the time frame says that I'm supposed
to, I'd love to hear you talk about Underdog.
Good, because I want to tell you about football. We got football tonight, so you got Monday Night Football. This is where you start making your picks for high and low. There was a listener who showed me his Underdog ticket, and how about this? He had five players. He went higher on all of them. It was DeAndre Swift, a touchdown. I think it was a touchdown for Jonathan Taylor. He got every one of them, except he had Jackson Smith and Jigba higher than 92.5 yards, and he ended up at 92. He missed by 1 yard. Now, he played it straight, where he was going for the big payout because he had five picks that went higher or lower, and he got all of them right except one. Had he played flex, the payout would have been a little bit lower, but he would have had the win. And these are the decisions that you get to make when you're watching these games and making these picks. You can decide whether or not you want to, you know, go higher or lower with the statistics based on the way you analyze the game. If you went lower yesterday on Patrick Mahomes passing yards, you were in great shape. You went, you know, higher on Nico Collins, you were in great shape. Analyze the games that you're going to watch. Come up with your analysis and then go higher or lower and make big money. Download the app Underdog. Use promo code Lance and you're going to get $75 in bonus entries when you make your first $5 fantasy entry. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance.
Crypto.com predictions powered by Underdog Predict. Trading derivatives involves risk and may not be appropriate for all. For more information, visit Nadex.com/rules and UnderdogFantasy.com/rules. For Crypto.com predictions, the term pick refers to a product traded on CDNA. Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Consult with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Are really, really, really weird. So a British mum of three is facing 50 years in prison after allegedly stealing six Pinot Noirs. Does it appear to be a bit harsh? 50 years in prison for stealing six Pinot Noirs?
Well, did she use a gun to do it? Like armed robbery is a bigger deal than just robbery.
Well, apparently they were really expensive.
Oh, so the value
Pinot Noirs.
So the value leads to it being 50 years?
It's like $40,000 worth. Now, the headline is like, hey, six Pinots? I mean, if you're a Pinot fan. Now, she stole really expensive bottles of Coors Light. Okay, I'm going to throw the book at her.
Yeah, but the whole point of Coors Light, beyond how refreshing it is and the mountains being blue, is it's the everyman's beer. You're not
really
going to find expensive bottles of Coors Light for people.
Yeah.
The whole point is it's for the people.
That's why that's me. I'm a man of the people.
No.
Man of the people. That's what I do.
Your words daily suggest you are not a man of the people.
Man of the people. Ask anybody.
Do the people run the IRS?
People run. I'm not a big IRS fan.
I don't know.
Although
the HOAs, IRS.
No.
You're a fan of?
Although I am a big fan of Ownwell, who fights the IRS. So if the IRS left, then I'd be.
Yeah. So you think they have a useful utility?
Right.
Because it leads to money
in your
pocket.
But then Ownwell can beat their ass.
So people, he loves the IRS because it trickles down to him.
Trickle down effect. It's Reaganomics. It's Reaganomics that I'm playing right here.
Reagan was a fan of my people.
Apparently, camping stoves sold at Walmart have been recalled after more than two dozen blew up. Do you think it should take two dozen camping stoves to finally say, hey, these might not be safe?
I mean, trial and error, John.
Well,
how many does it take before you decide? Like, sometimes things are outliers.
Do you know who Alyssa Ayers?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, Marissa Ayers. Marissa Ayers is? Yeah, she's a ring girl and she's Jackson Dart's new girlfriend.
Did you just get distracted by your timeline? Is that what just happened?
No, it's actually a story in News of the
Weird. What's the story? That he's dating a quarterback?
Jackson Dart,
the
quarterback
woman?
For the New York Giants, is dating a ring girl.
Is she a girl who went to Ole Miss, or did he just pick her out of a lineup at some point?
I think he just picked her out of a lineup. I mean, she'd stand out of a lineup.
You know what's crazy about, it's not even that crazy, but the fact that we scoff at quarterbacks who wind up with women who they were with before they got famous. Like, come on, Patrick Mahomes, what are you doing? That's our attitude to a guy who decided just to marry the woman who he met when he was in college.
What are you doing?
Like Russell Wilson got away from his wife. Oh, Sierra, we get it. You're a quarterback.
Yeah.
And Robert Griffin III, for how much of a problem he is, we get you getting away from that first wife because the new one was a track star. Well, maybe not a star, but ran track. We get it.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes, come on, man. What are you doing?
Come on, Patrick. You're better than this. No, she's a fine. Brittany's a fine.
I'm not attacking.
Now maybe
Brittany.
You should get away from your brother.
Sure, Jackson's a problem. I'm not attacking Brittany, but the idea that we look at Patrick Mahomes and go, "You're a quarterback, man. What are you doing?"
Yeah. Finally tonight, airlines claim that passengers who pay extra for window seats are not entitled to a view in a class action lawsuit. Do you think if you pay for a window seat that you deserve to have the shade open and look outside?
I don't get it. So if you pay for that seat, you're not allowed to control what happens at that seat? What do they say?
Apparently, they ask you to please close them.
For what reason?
I don't know.
For others to be able to sleep? I don't get it.
Yeah, so people can sleep. One plaintiff in a suit against United says claimed that she paid as much as $170 for a window seat, and when she boarded, there was only a view of the cabin wall.
Oh, she wanted a view. She didn't.
She
get
wanted
it
a view, and she got no window view.
Well, they should.
Why would
tell
you pay $170 to sit on the window?
Some people got it like that. They'd rather have a window than a middle seat. Maybe they should tell you this is an obstructed view. I know they don't normally associate that with planes, but hey, let me know. If I'm paying for this 26 whatever, you should tell me that that's not a spot where I get to look out the window. I got to pay extra.
If I'm paying for a window seat, I want a window, damn it.
I don't want the obstructed view of the
no.
cabin wall.
If I sit right behind a pole at a game, I should pay less.
Yeah, let me know. I want to know that beforehand.
Yep.
I agree. Sue.
I'll sue you. I'll sue everybody.
I got a window seat without paying for it. Shout out to Southwest.
I don't know. $170 for a window seat.
Yeah,
what
I would sit.
Not?
Yeah, I had a two and a half hour flight. I'm just sitting in the middle. I'm not paying $170.
Oh, what do you? You gotta be some kind of idiot. You deserve to not have a window.
Oh, you switch now.
Yeah, you deserve it.
You big dummy.
We're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you all have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
ESPN 97.5.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.